I'm sitting here with Nelsa Feaster, who has started a new company called Crazy Believe LLC.
Well, it's CB Consulting.
CB Consulting.
But the CB does stand for Crazy Believe.
Okay. So just tell me a little bit about what CB Consulting is and why you decided to start it.
Well, CB Consulting is sort of a brainchild that I came up with after deciding to retire from the world of education. I've been an educator for 17 years. I started as a substitute and then subsequently a TA. I went through the branches as a teacher for 10 years and then I've been a principal or an administrator for 5. And so I'll be retiring at the end of this year from Graham Elementary School. And so I thought, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And one of the things that I've always dreamed about doing was motivating people. It's sort of what my career has always been about, is encouraging others, motivating others to be them, you know, be their best selves. And I thought, well, why don't you just do that for a living? And so I thought, well, between educational consulting and motivational speaking, this is a way I could do it. And I've planned an event to start the motivational speaking on May 5th. And after I retire, I'll be moving into the world of educational consulting and full-time speaking and coaching and whatever else kind of lands in my lap. And I do a podcast now, so that's also one of my bucket list things, was to have my own talk show. And so I started that back in December, and that sort of paved the way for this. So I thought, well, will anybody come? And people are signing up, so
that's good. So you said CB stands for
Crazy Believe.
Why Crazy Believe?
Well, when I was a teacher at Crest High School, I was a theater teacher, and we had a small budget when I got there. And when I say small, I mean like a couple $100. And we wanted to do all these great shows, and we wanted to do musicals, and just, you know, we were really
out
there.
They're not cheap.
No, royalties cost money, costumes, the whole nine. And so I went to my principal and asked for, you know, monies to do it with a new theater and costumes and royalties and tech and lighting and all these things. And it added up to $1.4 million. And so I created a PowerPoint presentation and laid it all out at his desk and asked him with a serious face for $1.4 million for our theater program. And I came away with $1,400. And so I tell that story to my kids. I go back and we're all like yelling and excited. And I told them, I was like, you know, guys, this is what Crazy Belief looks like. I was like, you know, did I go in there and get $1.4 million? No. But we came away with a budget every year after that, and we came away with more than we had. And so my life with Crazy Believe was all about, you got to have faith that things are going to work out, that things are going to be better, that, you know, if you put your intention out there, things are going to come to you in a way that you can't even begin to imagine in your life. And so I always felt like I was that person for other people. And my dad died a couple months ago, and I thought to myself, you know, are you going to live your life always cheering for other people and never cheer for yourself? And if you died today, because, you know, the death of a loved one really makes you very introspective. And so I thought, if I died today, do I feel like I've lived every dream inside me? Do I feel like I've put every card on the table? And would I be satisfied with what I've done with my life? And I thought, no, I wouldn't. And so I was like, Crazy Belief has to come to life for me. And so this was a part of that for me, is bringing it to life in my life and helping other people see that, you know, those dreams inside you, you can't go to your grave with those things left unfulfilled.
Okay. Is there a certain demographic that you're trying to hit?
Well, for this first workshop, I have invited women only this time. But honestly, I'm really open to people who are ready for a change. And I say that because you can't really convince anybody to do anything they don't want to do. And so I'm open after this first workshop to anyone who is ready to own their dreams, to change their life, who wants more than what you've feel like you're living right now. But for this time, May 5th is open to women. And I felt like I was in a place in my life where I needed something. I needed somebody. Mm-hmm. And I found a mentor, Rosetta Thurman, with a friend of mine who really spoke to me as a woman. And so I thought, well, if I felt like I needed somebody to kind of pour into me because I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, you know, we have all those responsibilities, then, you know, maybe there are other women out there who might need somebody to kind of
feel,
you know,
the same
pour
way
into them. So I thought I'd like to start with women first. But I feel like there are men out there, though, who also need to know that they have dreams that need to be nurtured, and they need somebody to speak into them as well. And they're teenagers. You know, I've worked with teenagers and young students, and they don't always get their dreams wafted. You know, people are always telling us, you know, you need to make sure you have a job where you're going to make a lot of money, and you're going to be secure, and you're going to do this. And I can remember my students at Crest, you know, would sign up for classes that they really didn't want to take because it was the path to the right college, but a lot of them weren't interested in doing those things. Their hearts were somewhere else. And so for them, Crazy Believe looked like taking the right path for them. And it wasn't necessarily listening to the voice of reason. It was listening to the voice inside them. And so I think this is it's a message for anybody who really wants to know, you know, what does my life need to look like for me? What's authentic for me? And how do I get there? Because I think sometimes we know what we want, but we don't know how to go about getting it step by step. And sometimes we need somebody who can just encourage us to stay faithful to what it is we want, because there are always people around us who sometimes talk us out of our dreams, and they think they're helping us, you know, to keep us safe and to keep us protected, and you don't want anything bad to happen to you. But, you know, sometimes living safe and being protected is the worst thing that can happen to us, because it's not us being us. It's us, you know, swallowing our dreams whole and, you know, not living very authentically. So,
all right. So this is your dream to do this. What are some of your other dreams that you want to do with this?
What I would like to do eventually, I'm holding this event as a morning retreat at the Spinning Leaf on Metcalf Road, which is a beautiful, beautiful facility. It was the former Owl's Eye Winery. And what I would like to do eventually is to be able to hold retreats in various locations where people can travel and go somewhere to be refreshed. And I'd like to go places that I want to go and see. And, you know, I love to go to cruises, and there are places on my bucket list that I'd like to see in the world. And, you know, take people with me to those places and then be able to pour into them while we're there. So some of the places I'd like to go are, you know, like the Fiji Islands or, you know, beach resorts. I love the Caribbean, but places where you can be away from your day-to-day life, just like we're going to do May 5th, away from your life for just a little while so that you can get back to your center. You can get back to focusing on just you for a little while. One of the things that I think people do very often is we sacrifice ourselves for the ones we love, thinking that if I'm sacrificing myself, I'm giving more of myself to someone else. But that's really a fallacy, because if I'm coming to you at 50% of myself, at 25% of myself, then I'm not really giving you my best self. I'm giving you less than my best self, because I'm not giving you 100% of me.
Yeah.
So that's really a faulty math equation. But if I'm giving you a self that I've poured into, that I feel good physically, spiritually, mentally, all those places, then all my other relationships and all the other areas of my life ought to be lifted up if I come to you feeling better and whole and well and whatnot. So I want to be able to do that for people, you know?
Okay. Well, let's close out a little bit. Just tell us a little bit about your upcoming event and just kind of where it's going to be, when it's going to be, and what you're going to be talking about.
So, Daring to Crazy Believe, a women's workshop, is going to be May 5th It's going to be at Spinning Leaf, which is 1414 Metcalf Road in Shelby. We're going to go from 9 to 10. We'll have registration. We'll have vendors there, so you'll be able to shop for Mother's Day or yourself. We have jewelry. We have clothing. We have makeup. We have skincare. We have all sorts of vendors, food. We'll have refreshments. The cost is $25 per person. That includes refreshment and all the workshop materials. We'll be doing some journaling. We'll be doing some visualization. We'll be doing some vision boarding. Actual tools that people will be able to leave with as a place to start to, you know, see where you want to go in your life. What is it you want? We'll be talking about some of that. And we'll be having some fun. We're going to have some really fun breaks. We've got some things lined up for the ladies to just kind of let your hair down, as we say at my family, kind of cut loose a little bit, have a safe place where you can just get rejuvenated, refreshed, and renewed. So you can actually find me on Nelsa Weber Feaster on Facebook, and I've got a registration form online through Google Forms. You can actually do PayPal, so you can find my link on there as well. Or you can go by Phyllis's Sweet Shop, which is over on Trade Street right behind PNC Bank. And you can get the registration form if you're not, you know, if you're not very tech savvy. You can get a registration form there, and you can pay by check or cash there. We are asking that people RSVP by April 29th due to the head count for the caterers and the venue. So it's a pretty hard date, so we do need the forms to be RSVP'd. That way we know how many people to expect, pay at the door, that kind of thing, because we do have limited seating. So,
all right. Well, Nelsa, thank you so much for sitting down talking with us. Anything else you'd like to say about?
I just like to tell people, you know, don't give up on your dreams. Keep crazy believing.
All right.
Check out my podcast as well. You can find it on Google, iTunes, wherever you can find podcasts. It's Crazy Believe with Nelsa. So hopefully it'll catch one of the podcasts that I do as well. So
sounds good.